In the mid-50s, two men knocked over a kerosene stove during a fight at a concert. After fleeing the blaze, the guitar player realized he left his beloved Gibson inside. B.B. King then ran in and saved it. He later learned that the fight was over a woman named Lucille, and ever since, his guitars have borne that name. You can find Lucille at the Hard Rock in Hollywood, Florida. Thousands of other priceless pieces of rock history can be found at Hard Rock cafes, casinos, and hotels around the world. To learn more, visit hardrock.com.
And now, Little Steven's Underground Garage's coolest conversations, presented by Hard Rock Cafe, hosted by the Mighty Manfred.
It's Coolest Conversations throwback time in Little Steven's Underground Garage. I'm the Mighty Manfred. Thanks for listening, and please remember to follow and subscribe, rate, and review. Today we're headed back to Friday, August the 8th, 2014, when I was joined by Zuzu Mansour, lead singer in the Philadelphia, Pennsylvania band Soraya. That was the first time I'd interviewed anyone from the band. During our chat, we talk about their most recent album, In the Valley of Love and Guns, and its attendant coolest song, Love Like Voodoo. We also speak about Little Steven's involvement with the band, Zuzu's love for the Kinks, playing at the Hollystock Festival, and also the fact that Zuzu was a drummer before she found her calling as a lead singer. First, though, let's hear some of that coolest song, Love Like Voodoo, and then I'll be back with Zuzu Mansour of Soraya on your Coolest Conversations throwback, presented by Hard Rock in Little Steven's Underground Garage.
Song about it. Like this, like this, like this.
You got the Mighty Manfred here now as we start our coolest conversation. And today I am speaking with Zuzu Mansour of Soraya. How are you?
I'm doing great, Manfred. Great to hear your voice.
Oh, thank you so much for chatting with me today.
Of course.
Hey, so last year the album was In the Valley of Love and Guns.
Yes.
And
yes.
That garnered Love Like Voodoo. It's the coolest song in the world.
Yeah, it was great.
And that song did really great, didn't it?
Yes, it did. People love that song. It's a cool song. It's like a very rock and roll, riff-based rock and roll song. It's just an explosion of emotion that, you know, worked out. It was an inspiration that really worked out. It always feels good.
So Little Steven really enjoyed the album. I think he put the album on his best of list at the end of the year, the song on his best of list. We had our listener poll, year-end poll, had the song listed as one of the coolest songs of the year, right up there in the top 10 as well, I believe.
Yes.
What are some of the things you've been working on since then?
Well, we've been working on like just exposing our music and our live show to as many people as possible in different areas of the country, and also working on writing new material. But we also worked with Little Steven at the end of the year and rearranged some of the songs, added parts, reproduced them, and they're just a lot better just for the live show. And the live show has come to life even more. We've always been known for how raw we are, but the show itself has become a show, which is a vision I've had for a long time. So that's, you know, working on the show, making it great, and just, you know, working on new music.
Yeah. Those tracks you're working, that Steven was working with you on, those were tracks off of In the Valley of Love and Guns or newer material?
Mostly off the album In the Valley of Love and Guns, but there's three other songs we added into the sets, and one of them was a new song we co-wrote, and we added it in called Vicious Kisses, and a couple of covers too. So we added other songs besides the songs on In the Valley of Love and Guns. So added some, took some out, you know. It's all good.
So when you say co-wrote with who? With Steven or various members?
Yeah, no, me and Travis Smith, who's been in the band with me for 10 years, we co-wrote the song together, and we brought it to Steven, and he made the chorus pop. He made the chorus great, and he arranged it. I mean, he made it even better. It was always kind of a Doors the End kind of song, and it became the end mixed with a little bit of Fever, you know what I'm saying? So it's a cool song. He co-wrote it. Yeah, it's awesome. I can't wait to share it. It hasn't been recorded yet. It's being recorded right now on the Live Sessions record.
So, well, I look forward to hearing it.
Yeah.
What were some of the, you mentioned a couple of covers. What songs were those?
Well, we were really attracted to the cover of I'm Not Like Everybody Else by The Kinks. I love The Kinks. I've loved The Kinks since I was so tiny. I can't even remember.
Glad you brought that up. You know why? Because I was looking at clips of you guys on YouTube, and I saw you doing that at the Hollystock event last year. So we're going to talk about that in a moment. But okay. You mentioned how much you love the Kinks. So where do you come down on this recent kerfluffle about have you heard about this? The BBC did a documentary on the Kinks. Have you heard about this?
No, I heard that they were supposed to reunite. That I heard, but...
Well, they did this documentary, and in the documentary, they said that Jimmy Page had played on You Really Got Me. And apparently Dave got really, really upset because there's always been the rumor that Dave Davies did not play the lead, that it was actually Jimmy Page. And so Dave is very upset, letting everybody know he definitely did it. And even Page has said, no, I did not play on that. So what do you think? Did Dave play on You Really Got Me or not?
Yeah, Dave played on it. That solo is timeless. That solo makes that song. I mean, that solo is so unique, and it sounds like him. So I can't imagine somebody was trying to sound like Dave. So to me, I can't even imagine it being somebody else. So I won't even go there. I'll be like a religious fanatic with that one.
So last year... you did that song at Hollystock. So this event's coming up again. Explain to us, what is Hollystock?
Listen, there's this amazing place called Hebe Music, and they started in Mount Holly. They've since moved to Burlington. But they were one of the only all-ages venues that played great rock and roll music and, showcased it. We went there and our audience grew so fast, and the owners, Gary and Kyle, are so supportive of music and the music scene and all kinds of music that we just blossomed there. So about a year after they started the club, they decided to take on this big festival called Hollystock, and last year was the first year they had it. It was a huge success. Then they had a Witch's Ball in the fall, huge success. So we're really excited because he is really the best band on there from the whole tri-state area and beyond, and the best players. And it's a real kind of communal thing there, and it's in Mount Holly, New Jersey, August
9th. That's close to Philadelphia though, right?
Yeah, very close to Philly. All ages, which is awesome because,
a
lot of
kids.
Saturday, August 9th.
I saw you're sharing the bill with John and Brittany. Have you ever played with them before? Do you know those folks?
Yes, I do. I know John Fay forever. I've known John Fay. He's been a songwriter and a singer and in a former band as well. And he's such a talented, humble human being. So I have nothing but respect for what he does and anything he's involved in. They're a really good band. I've seen them a couple times, but it's when you see them after you've played, you're in this different headspace. So I've never just gone out to see them, but I will, sure. Eventually.
Well, one last thing I wanted to touch on was for those folks out in satellite radio listening land that may not be very familiar with, they're not from the Philly area, but what can you tell them about how the band was formed? That was back in 2004, right?
Yeah. I just had a drive. I started singing in about 2001, and it was always my heart to do music, but especially to be a singer. But I never thought you were either born a singer or you weren't. So I was a drummer first. And then one day I finally got the courage to sing, and I wasn't so bad at it. So I did open mics. Then in 2004, I said, that's it. This is what I want to do full time, 24/7 through feast or famine. This is my heart. So, I found people that would keep doing that with me. And I wrote with several people in my band, different people. Travis Smith is the one I've written with for the past 10 years. He's been the constant in that circle. And he real riff-based writer, real rock and roll guy, loves old rock and roll, new rock and roll. So it's a really good combination of people, but I just love being in a band. I've never wanted to be a solo artist. I love being in a band. It's a real family kind of thing. It's devastating when people quit.
Yeah.
We've gone through everything, the ups and the downs, and we've stayed in it because it's in our blood. So, you know, the successes are huge when you have them. And then, you know, the rest is painful, but it's okay.
Deal with it. All right. Thanks again for chatting with me, Zuzu, on today's Coolest Conversation. And we're going to go out now with another track from the Valley Love and Guns. This is Run Around.
In the mid-50s, two men knocked over a kerosene stove during a fight at a concert. After fleeing the blaze, the guitar player realized he left his beloved Gibson inside. B.B. King then ran in and saved it. He later learned that the fight was over a woman named Lucille, and ever since, his guitars have borne that name. You can find Lucille at the Hard Rock in Hollywood, Florida. Thousands of other priceless pieces of rock history can be found at Hard Rock cafes, casinos, and hotels around the world. To learn more, visit hardrock.com.